For Little Friends, the First Easter, FHE. And this month we have a story with a number of pictures that you can use with your family home evening, and you'll probably need help with this. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John chapter 3, verse 16. And we see a picture of the Savior in the left-hand corner. Now we begin with a story. While we have a picture of Jesus Christ and a picture of his apostles, we're in a picture of the garden of Gethsemane. Wicked men came and took him away at a place called Calvary. We have a picture of soldiers crucified, picture of Jesus on a picture of a cross between two thieves. From the picture of a cross, picture of Jesus prayed, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Luke chapter 23, verse 34. Later, a picture of Jesus cried, "Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit." Luke chapter 23, verse 46. Then, a picture of Jesus, bowed his head and died. The death of Jesus, another picture of Jesus, made a picture of people who loved him very sad. His body was taken to a tomb. After being wrapped in fine linens, the picture of Jesus, was tenderly laid in the tomb, a picture of the tomb. A picture of a stone, was rolled in front of the entrance to a picture of the tomb. Another picture of the soldiers were ordered to stand guard. For 2 days, a picture of Jesus, lay in a picture of the tomb, and the picture of the soldiers kept watch. Then, before the morning of the third day, a picture of two angels came and rolled a picture of the stone away. When the picture of the soldiers saw the picture of the angels, they were frightened and fell to the ground. The soldiers, another picture of the soldiers, then fled in fright. On the same morning, a picture of Mary Magdalene and several other, a picture of three women, came to the tomb, a picture of the tomb, bringing spices and ointments, a picture of spices and ointments, for the body of Jesus, another picture of the Savior. They found the picture of the soldiers gone, and another picture of the stone rolled away. There were angels, another picture of the angels, standing at the tomb, another picture of the tomb, and the women were afraid, another picture of women. The angels, another picture of the angels, said, "He is not here, for he is risen, as he said." Matthew chapter 28, verse 6. The angels, another picture of the angels, told the women, another picture of the women, to go and tell that to a picture of the apostles. Later, a picture of Mary Magdalene returned to the tomb, a picture of the tomb, as she stood outside the tomb weeping, another picture of the tomb. Another picture of the Savior appeared to her. Many other people, another picture of people, also saw a picture of the Savior. He appeared to the picture of the apostles and stayed with them for 40 days. Jesus, a picture of the Savior, ate with his disciples and taught them many things. Another picture of Jesus told these men to teach all nations and baptize the people. Another picture of people. After Jesus, another picture of the Savior, taught the apostles, a picture of the apostles, he blessed them. Then the apostles, another picture of the apostles, saw him taken up to heaven. And a picture of two angels, declared, "This same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." Acts chapter 1, verse 11. See also Matthew chapters 26 through 28, Mark chapters 14 through 16, Luke chapter 23 and 24, and Acts chapter 1 verses 1 through 12. Let's Plant a Garden by Bonnie Compton Hansen. You'll probably need help with this. There's a number of pictures showing us how to plant a garden. Let's plant a garden. Dig, dig, dig. Make shoveling motions with hands and arms. There's a picture of two hands with shoveling. Well, put a seed and go pat, pat, pat. Bend down and pat the dirt with hands. And there's a picture of two hands patting the dirt. Water it well with a spray. Spray, spray. Pretend to spray a garden hose. Two hands looking like they're holding a garden hose. Then the sun shines bright, big, and round like that. Clasp your hands and form a large circle with arms above the head. And there's a picture to depict that. Now stand in our garden and watch, watch, watch. Form binoculars with hands and look through them. There's also a picture to depict this. Up comes a little sprout. Pop, pop, pop. Move your hands quickly up and down. It grows and grows and it grows and it grows. Bend down, then slowly move hands up to waist height. Till we can't even reach the top, top, top. Reach your hands up as high as possible. And a young boy holding his hands up as high as possible. Egg Carton Garden by M.H. Martin. To make a garden, you will need a spoon, an empty plastic egg carton, potting soil, 12 vegetable and or flower seeds, and water. And you'll need help with this. 1. Using the spoon, fill each egg cup 2/3 full with potting soil. 2. Place a seed on top of the soil of each egg cup. 3. Add enough potting soil to each cup to cover the seeds. 4. Carefully add a teaspoon or more of water to moisten the soil in each cup. 5. Close the egg carton and put it in a warm place. 6. Open the egg carton each day to see if the soil is moist. If the soil is dry, add a few drops of water. 7. When the seeds sprout in a few days, keep the lid open and put the carton in a sunny location indoors. Continue to water the plants as needed. 8. After the plants have grown several inches, transplant them to pots or outside in the garden if the danger of frost has passed. End of the section for Little Friends. Things to Make and Do.